Those content machines at BuzzFeed have put together a list, or I guess a survey, of what leftover foods would you eat cold? Controversial opinion, maybe. None of them.
I don't mind a good cold thing or another when it comes out of the fridge. Sometimes you're just desperate, you know?
I just, maybe if it's like room temperature, but like straight out of the fridge.
No, I feel like room temperature is worse.
Maybe we'll put that on the poll. But here, let's say the number one cold leftover we all eat. Let's all say it together. 3, 2, 1.
Pizza.
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 Sorry, I didn't say it.
Good job, Emily. Timing is impeccable.
Yeah.
Number two on the list, fried chicken. 60% of people would eat fried chicken cold.
I can see that. I mean, it's not really crispy and fried anymore, but it still tastes good.
One of those HEB rotisserie chickens?
Yeah.
I'm about it. Hey, likes you some KFC, a bucket of KFC? Yeah, not so much. What do you like to eat cold, Emily?
Pasta. Especially, I have a rule. I think red sauce always is good cold. So, like, pizza, red sauce. That's why it's good.
Okay.
Pasta, red sauce. That's why it's good. You could even argue if you were going to have mozzarella sticks or something, and you dip it in the cold marinara.
Marinara is not red sauce, though. That's totally different.
So
you're on this list. Lasagna, number 11, 35%.
Yes.
Mac and cheese, 33%.
See, mac cheese, and cheese?
I think cheese you can't eat cold. Cheese needs to be liquidy.
It depends. I think some cheese you can eat cold. But again, I would prefer pastas.
Liquid coming in, liquid coming out.
Oh, gross. I would prefer some pastas that have like the red sauce, like I said. The cheese, it does get clumpy, kind of weird, but I'll still eat it.
Number six is burritos. 48% would eat a burrito cold.
Oh,
that
yeah.
sounds like
bean and cheese burrito cold? Tasty.
I'm picturing the ones from the gas station that you put in their microwave, and that just sounds like a way to break all of your teeth.
Oh, well, I mean, those are
cold
frozen.
Beans.
Yeah. No. Bean and cheese.
Buffalo wings.
Delicious. Buffalo wings?
42%.
Yeah, I think that will work, too. The sauce is probably a good consistency if it's colder.
No, that's going to congeal
like
in like the styrofoam and like the little puddle thing. Since we're making everybody hungry for some cold, delicious leftovers, hot dogs.
Hot dogs are gross warm. Controversial take.
Yes, no, 33% of people say they would eat a hot dog cold, and you are doing things incorrectly.
Yeah.
No.
Gross. Just don't eat hot dogs. Those are nasty. Shouldn't even be on the list.
Chili dog?
No.
Does that change things? Our Mario March Madness bracket continues. We're in our third matchup, our quadrant or block or whatever it is of the Sweet 16, which means it's time for Super Mario Bros. 3 versus Yoshi's Island. You know, Emily, that I am a huge Mario 3 guy. Thank you, the wizard.
I don't know what that means.
It's a movie with Fred Savage. Look it up.
Ah.
Yeah, it also stars Super Mario Bros. 3, that's why. Yoshi's Island is a fun game. You control Yoshi. There's baby Mario, introduces the baby Bowser, or Bowser Jr., whatever his name is.
Yeah.
But Super Mario 3 has Tanuki Mario, so game, set, match, right?
I mean, I guess I like Tanuki Mario, but whatever, I guess.
You know what it doesn't have? It doesn't have crying baby Yoshi.
That's true.
So, none of this.
But Yoshi's cute.
Okay.
That's it. Mario's.
That's your argument?
Say Yoshi's cuter.
I have no rebuttal for Yoshi's
cute. Yeah, it's cuter than Tanuki Mario.
Also, fun fact, Super Mario Bros. 3 is a play put on by the Mario cast. Look it up. Google it.
Super Mario Bros. 3 is just a furry game, and that's okay. We accept furries here.
All right, yeah. Frog furries. Raccoon furries. Our other matchup is Super Mario Sunshine versus Super Mario 64. I actually just replayed Super Mario 64 on the Nintendo Switch Virtual Console thing.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fun. Jumping into the paintings, the actual control scheme, and it's the 3D world, terrible.
Yes.
So many missed jumps because of that, and I'm not going to try to hold that against you too much, Super Mario 64.
Mm-hmm.
But it is fun. It's like an Ocarina of Time moment where you're like, hey, this is Mario in 3D. I enjoy it.
Yeah, and that's why I think I would vote that one over Sunshine, just because it's like the OG. It's the first.
It's literally not the OG.
It literally is, though, because it was the first 3D Mario game.
Okay.
Yes, it's the first 3D Mario game that they ever came out with, and then after that...
Super Mario RPG is kind of 3D.
Well, kinda no, 3D. Look it up. It's the first...
I will look it up, Emily.
It is the first to feature 3D gameplay. You wouldn't have Sunshine if it wasn't for Super Mario 64.
That is true. Although I do
you
like,
wouldn't have Super Mario Galaxy, which is better than both of them, without Super Mario 64.
You wouldn't have those without Super Mario World 2. Spoiler alert for tomorrow when we get to that matchup. I do like the little jetpack from Super Mario Sunshine. That's mm-hmm. fun. Anytime you give me a jetpack that I can fly for a little bit, that's a good game. The Lollapalooza lineup is out. Tickets go on presale tomorrow at 10. Emily, this is the lineup going to get you in line?
Probably not. I've never been to Chicago. I've never been to Lollapalooza. And it's just, I don't know, the lineup is okay. It's not my favorite. And also, it's things that I've either already seen or I know will probably just make its way to Austin.
Yeah, this seems like a best of ACL lineup. Kendrick Lamar is on there, one of your main headliners. C3 has heard your pleas, Chili Peppers fans.
We want Chili Willy!
Oh, great. Another Red Hot Chili Peppers time.
Billie Eilish.
Duh.
Yeah.
Odessa, Lana Del Rey, Carol G, 1975, Tomorrow X Together.
Which I had to Google that one. That one's a boy band. Like a K-pop. BTS K-pop band.
1975, I feel like that'll be fun to see at Lollapalooza. I don't remember them being at ACL for a while. But
Maddie Healy has been going crazy on the internet recently, kissing people, mm-hmm. just being drunk on stage, doing his weird rock star stuff. Yeah.
Hashtag canceled, right?
People have been asking him to kiss. I don't know. He's crazy.
30 Seconds to Mars is also on here. Sylvan Esso, if you're a fan of Chillville. Foles. I would say a good Foles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Here's my problem with this. It seems like all of the people are... What's the Las Vegas We Love Emo?
Oh.
Punk pop is... There's all that renaissance.
Everybody is doing the emo.
Yes. How come I can't get like any kind of that action?
Well, there's an emo night. It's in the middle of the lineup. Like emo night, the official emo night people are coming.
Okay.
So I guess they're just going to be playing.
I just assumed that was a band.
No, I think it's just they like play tracks of emo songs. Then people
go. So somebody's plugging in their iPod under a tent and they're saying, all right, there you go, kids.
Yeah.
Silent emo. No.
That's basically what we're getting in this lineup, it seems.
What is Bush doing? What are you guys doing in August?
I don't know. They're busy.
All right. Anyway, lineup not impressive. One of Emily's friends confronted a porch pirate and lived to not get stabbed.
Yes, and I can't believe it. She actually confronted him, like you said, without getting stabbed.
Yeah.
She's been having issues with this. She lives in one of those luxury apartment complexes.
Quote, unquote.
Exactly, quote, unquote, because although they have a gate, she keeps getting her car broken into, things getting stolen off her porch, mm-hmm. and then also, you know, there's just been a lot of other issues that she's had, despite paying thousands of dollars to live there, and so recently, she was just super fed up with it. She got a Ring doorbell, and she saw this guy take the package off of her doorstep, and it's a funny video because you can see.
Yeah, you showed it to me, and like you can see the guy like trying to like slink down out of frame to grab it. Like he walks by, and
he sees the camera.
It's like, come on, dude, you're not even trying at this point.
Yeah, the camera's not a fisheye, man. It can see everything, and so she decided to run outside to try to chase him down and realize that he was working for the moving company that was moving somebody into the luxury apartments. So
this is not a genius criminal mastermind.
No, it's somebody that was like helping somebody else. How would you hire a kleptomaniac for a moving company? Okay.
Also, was he not finished with the move? Like you got to do it on your way out.
No, they were still moving. Exactly.
Like, don't do it just like when you guys still got three more trips from the truck.
And it ended up working out very terribly for him because she went up to his boss directly, and instead of beating around the bush, she went up to the boss and goes, "Hey, your coworker just stole my package off of my front porch. Here's the video." Yeah. Plays the video for him. "Can I have my package back?" And the boss's face just. All of the color left his face, and he just was so embarrassed and had to. It was like seeing a dad like drag their little kid by the ear to be like, "Come here, get the package out of the car right now." And so the guy like handed the package to her and was like, "Oh, I'm so sorry about that." And she was like, "No, you're not. You're not sorry about it."
Yeah, you didn't cut her off in traffic or something like that. Like, no you tried to steal. Like, what are you doing?
And you knew what you were doing was wrong, man. You were literally on the clock getting paid to move somebody else in.
I love the idea that he was wearing like a company shirt too, and it's like
he was.
Yeah,
he was wearing like a red jacket with the logo of the company on it and everything.
Well, good for your friend.
Yeah, I know. I'm glad she didn't get stabbed.
Yes.
You're right. That would have been bad.
Well, here, what was in the package?
Oh, that. Smut-themed journals.
Smut-themed journals?
She's having a smut-themed birthday party, and they're just journals that are naughty. So, not really useful, I guess.
Forget about all of Austin's traffic problems, the fact that we're still cleaning up storm branches, all the housing nightmares, Airbnb party houses.
Oh, no.
No. The Austin City Council says our biggest problem is those darn e-scooters.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah. Hashtag Emily hates e-scooters.
Hashtag Emily refuses to use an e-scooter.
Have you ever used one?
No.
Okay.
That's
so
why
much
there's
fun.
A hashtag so for it.
No, City Council Member Mackenzie Kelly is pushing new resolutions about e-scooters because apparently they're the scourge of the thing. It seems like a lot of this stuff in her resolution requiring users to photograph their parked device after a ride. I thought that was just...
I thought you had to do that in the app.
Yeah. Apparently, it's a $20 fine for your first offense of parking e-scooter violations and then $40 for each additional conviction. That's fine. Yeah, sure. Let's do that. I don't know if this is our biggest problem right now is the e-scooters.
But. I mean, it obviously is not our biggest problem right now. And they should have solved this e-scooter issue years ago. You know, they've already caused a ruckus. Everybody's already used to them causing a ruckus. So I don't know.
I'm pro e-scooter. I haven't used one in forever because the last two or three times that I've tried, it's like I've opened the app and I go boop, boop and do all the things and then it just doesn't go. And so I'm like, all right, I guess I got a lemon scooter.
Yeah.
I know it's a lime, but I got a lemon.
Oh,
that's the joke.
I see.
Anyway, you were complaining. I'm like, sorry.
Oh, yes. No, it's okay. I was just going to say that this doesn't really affect me at all because I don't use them unless they start a fine for people that kick down the e-scooters because I'm one of those people. If it's in my way, if it is parked like in the middle of a driveway or a sidewalk or something and I'm trying to get by, I'm just going to whoop.
Just step over.
I hate those things. I got to take my anger out on it. The scooter people. See, and there's actually something happening.
You mean the people that use scooters or the people that own the scooter companies?
Who are the
scooter people?
All of the above. And see, now something is happening in our government to get rid of these stupid, obnoxious scooters, and I'm happy for them.
Are they? Is this happening? Is this going to change anything? Here, you know what, Emily? Let's play you a nice emo song to go with your scooter rage.
I hate this.
There you go.
I hate these scooters.
Yeah. Don't form a black parade with scooters. Emily will kick them over. We'll have that keyword you need to win Coheed and Cambria tickets May 13th at Stubbs in mere seconds. But first, I do have a favor for us. Our Mario March Madness bracket is going on. We've got two matchups today currently active on our Twitter page. You can vote on the polls. Super Mario Sunshine versus Super Mario 64 and Super Mario Bros. 3 versus Yoshi's Island.
There's some clear winners so far, but it'll be up for 24 hours.
I'm kind of surprised at how strong Super Mario 64 is compared to Sunshine.
I told you.
Why don't you guys like water sports? anyway, what I know you guys do like are Coheed and Cambria tickets. And Emily, what is our keyword that they need to text into 835-1015 to get registered to win?
The keyword today is Nyack, like Nyack, New York, where they originated from.
There you go.
Fun fact. You don't have to explain that to the actual fans. Well, I know, but there's other people that are not actual fans that just want tickets.
Do you know anything else about Nyack, New York?
That's about it, actually. Yeah. Who else knows anything else about it? You know what? Text me also information about Nyack, New York.
I bet Claudio knows some stuff.
That's true. The rest
of the band, they probably do. But
good luck on the
text machine. If you got by the fake pictures of Donald Trump being arrested yesterday,
Gotcha.
AI pictures. You can check them out at our Twitter page. You retweeted it, 101X Morning X on Twitter. And regardless of politics, these are hilarious to me.
They are pretty funny.
Yeah. Some journalist went and used one of those AI creating things mid-journey to make a bunch of pictures of Trump being arrested. There's one with Joe Biden as one of the officers. That's fun.
Oh, that's hilarious.
But my favorite one that I really want to focus on is there's one of him sitting in a courtroom wearing an orange suit. Like it's one of those prison style suits.
Uh-huh. But he's wearing a tie, right?
Yeah. Suit and tie, but it's orange, like a corrections thing. That is objectively funny.
Yes. That is funny.
I don't care what your politics are, whether you're ready to storm New York or not. That is objectively funny. Just the idea of Donald Trump serving time, doing all the Trump things, still doing his press conferences, still being
still
on True Social.
The tie.
And just, yes, but wearing an orange jumpsuit and tie. I love it. Anyway.
These are hilarious. Go check them out. 101X Morning X on Twitter.
Yeah. And don't get got. Don't focus on how scary it is.
Yeah,
realistic these look. That's not going to be a problem at all in the future.
Have fun with it.
Dumb question amnesty time. It's brought to you by Coca-Cola is hiring. Visit Opportunity Fizzes for details. Tell the Coca-Cola people about this idea, Emily, because we were talking about old video games. What was it? The Nintendo DS virtual shop is closing down?
The Nintendo, yes, DS and Wii U shops are going to be closing down this upcoming Monday. And it's very scary. They're getting rid of literally everything. And I was just thinking about it. And dumb question amnesty, why can't you rent video games from the library? What happened to conserving media, right?
That is such a good idea, because you can rent, you know, movies and TV shows,
yes,
DVDs
movies,
there.
Yes, movies, TV shows, books, magazines.
Yes, books. Everybody knows the books.
I don't know. I just want to reiterate that. People haven't been to the library in a second.
When you said that, I was like, that's such a good idea that I just assumed that that's something that they've been doing for years now.
Yeah.
So you go pick up a quality
and
Super Nintendo
jam. And I told
you
no, and you looked it up.
I looked it up at the Austin Public Library. I mean, apparently some across the country are doing this.
Yes.
And so Austin Public Library. You want to get people into your doors?
Yeah.
Free idea.
Yeah, I mean,
feel free to pay us, but, you know, free idea.
It's just like with things like, you know, the Nintendo eShop closing, and there's always different forms of video games that are just getting lost in the internet or getting buried under all of these other types of games. So I'm like, why isn't there even just like an online source?
The Parappa the Rapper Cooking Mama crossover?
Exactly.
I know.
Exactly. But why isn't there even just like an online source through the library that you can just download an emulator and get it for free? Because after that, if they're...
Then you're getting into copyright. And
but not really, because if they're getting rid of the games completely off of the Nintendo eShop, because a lot of them are eShop exclusive.
There's still sticklers about that, Emily. But you should be able to go there and just rent a Nintendo 3DS game or something. Yes,
absolutely.
I mean,
you can totally rent books, and that's copyright, right? So I don't understand why you can't. I think, come on, Austin Public Library, I just went and I got a library card to support you. I'm giving you all of these free ideas, okay? Mm-hmm. If you want libraries to continue existing, put in some video games. The kids don't read books these days. They want to play video games.
I think this is not a dumb question at all. I think this is a smart question, Amnesty.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I agree. I got scammed by Wendy's, and I'm mad about it. Wendy's over off of Far West the area of Austin, Texas. You know who you are.
Way to get specific.
Yeah, I'm just mad. I feel like they gaslit me and overcharged me for my food. I went and I bought two meals. Okay, I bought a 10-piece chicken nugget meal, and it just comes with just
fries
and a drink, whatever standard, and then a spicy chicken sandwich, not a deluxe, nothing crazy. And I swear, At the little box, the guy told me, okay, your total's going to be $16.75 or something. I don't know. It was $16 at least. I go up to the window. A lady opens the window completely different, and she goes, that'll be $26.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at her, and I said, oh, $26. Are you sure? And she goes, And she looks over at her little screen and goes, yes, I'm sure. And so I was in a rush. I just handed her my card. And then me and my boyfriend were looking at each other in the car. And I was like, didn't he say something different? Or am I being gaslit? What's going on here? And they finally gave us our food. And there was no receipt in it. Conveniently.
Oh,
no receipt.
The cover up. The fix is in.
But I was kind of in a rush. And I had already asked her, you know, I said, are you sure? You know, he told me something different.
Are you sure? Yes. They're fast food places. They're chronically understaffed now. They're in a rush. They just want to get you in and out. And so,
but $26
you got to tell them what you had for my chicken nuggets and my spicy McChicken.
Well, I would assume that there would be
that's her problem.
What's a receipt or something. But, you know, I was in a hurry. And so I did the bare minimum to be able to get a correct answer. And I feel like I got gaslit because they definitely told me a different number. At the first window,
did you say,
than at the second window.
The guy said 16.
I don't know.
Why is it 27
now? Like,
that seems like an easy solution. Yeah, that's your fault. Of course, there's going to be like, take your food and go. Get out of here.
$6 for two meals at Wendy's?
I feel like for two combo meals, that's probably close to...
That's not fast food. That's ridiculous.
Maybe it's a couple. I mean, I feel like $20 is what you're going to pay for two meals from a fast food place these days.
It was a lot of money.
Let's use the power of the radio, Emily. What are you looking for? What kind of restitution?
You know, I'm just looking for all of you to tell me out there that I'm not wrong, that I'm being gaslit. Okay, I just need to know as a victim. that me and my struggles are valid.
We should send you over there today and just make the same order and see what the total is and wear one of those undercover hat with the cameras inside of it.
Put a mustache on.
Yeah,
they wouldn't know.
Morning X exclusive.
The Morning X with Nick and Emily. 6 to 10 weekdays.
Austin is being disrespected, and I will not sit down for this.
Okay? What'd they do?
You hear me, Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America? The AAFA? Yeah. I've got a list of the top 100 worst cities for allergies, and Austin is all the way down at 97.
What? 97?
Dallas, Texas, number 2. Houston, Texas, number 12. San Antonio, 37.
Ooh, take that.
Yes. Do you know who's right behind us at 98?
Who?
Cleveland.
Oh, no.
At 94, Detroit. We are not Detroit.
We're not Detroit.
No.
We are not. That is correct. It's really interesting because I used to live in Houston for most of my life. And I had terrible allergies growing up. And I just thought, oh, I'm just like somebody that gets sick all the time. Moved to Austin, and it was like, oh, wow, it's a breath of fresh air here.
That's not allergies. That's pollution, okay? That's smog. That's totally different.
I get so sick every time I go to Houston.
You know, honestly, now that I think about it, I used to have really bad allergies growing up in Georgetown. And, like, since I moved to Austin, not that bad. Not that bad.
No.
I go home to Georgetown for like more than a day.
Yeah.
Terrible allergies. So maybe we're good.
Maybe the Teslas are working, huh?
What?
Because of the pollutions and stuff. I don't know.
Emily, I'm being lied to by a pizza place. I'm not going to stand for it.
What? That's not nice at all.
I know you're upset that Wendy's was gaslighting you about how much your food cost.
Yes.
That is nothing compared to what Little Caesars is trying to pull off. They put a video on their Twitter page yesterday advertising a corn cob crust pizza.
Introducing corn cob crust from Little Caesars, made with hearty American-grown corn, ooey gooey cheese, and a 2-liter bottle of liquefied butter.
What?
It's the crust the world craves. You're welcome, America.
Pizza, pizza.
Okay, the thing that gets me is the 2 liters of butter.
Now, that's the most believable thing about this, is that America wants the 2 liters of butter.
That's true.
Is it real? Is it synthetic? If you look at the video very carefully, there's fine print at the bottom at the beginning that says product availability dependent on hypothetical corn supply chain.
Aw, man. So they got us.
It's 2 weeks until April 1st. It's March 22nd. What are you doing, Little Caesars?
Yeah, really?
People are divided. People are calling them out in the comments, and they're still insistent that no, it's totally a thing that we're doing. We're in our corn phase.
Our corn phase?
No.
I like the crust. I'm a pro eat the crust girl. If you don't eat the crust, give it to me. I'll give you your corn. Okay, you can have that one. I don't want that kind of crust.
Don't fall for Little Caesars' lies. So the Ticketmaster dynamic pricing thing is getting so bad that apparently some people think it's better to actually go to Europe to see a concert than Dallas, Texas.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, see, I laugh about this. Have I looked at tickets in other states and potentially other countries for things? Yes, because it kind of is cheaper.
Yeah, apparently one influencer, content creator, whatever, got floor seats to see Jay-Z and Beyonce in Paris for $92.
What?
This was in 2018 prices, I guess.
But
that would have been $900 in Dallas, Texas.
Yeah.
Another one, $200 to see Beyonce in London. Would have cost you $800. I mean, even if it doesn't work out, and you don't have like miles or hotel points or whatever, I mean, the difference between just purchasing tickets to go see Taylor Swift or Beyonce here, if you tack on, I get to go to Europe.
Yeah, you get to go to Europe. I mean,
instead of Dallas.
And that's an excuse for you to take a whole week off. You can go shopping. You can go see the Eiffel Tower.
I changed my mind now.
My friends are, I'm going to the Beyonce concert because my friend bought tickets without telling me. And she paid like $1,000 or more.
God,
I think it was like $1,200 for two tickets that are nosebleed tickets to Beyonce in Houston. And at that rate, I'm like, girlie, we could have gone to Prague.
Yeah, for half that cost, you could have gone and seen her perform on top of the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
Or the Stonehenge or the Coliseum.
Houston is her hometown, so it'll be a fun show.
Beyonce or your friend?
No, well, both.
Oh, okay.
So that makes sense. But hey, I don't know. I would go to a different country.
I'm out on Beyonce altogether. I saw Swarm on Amazon Prime. The Dawn
Glover
thing
scared you away?
Nope. Can't support any of that nonsense.
Yeah, I was thinking about binging it before the concert. You know, doing my research as a Beyonce fan.
I don't know if it's gonna set the mood. But this does give me an idea. You know, we like to do our 101X excursions to exotic locations.
Yeah.
I think we just did one to Austin, Texas for South by.
Fun.
You think we could sell them on a European excursion?
We should. Yeah. And as long as, you know, I can win that potentially, or at least just be put in the drawing.
That would be a major violation, I believe, letting you win our European excursion.
Think about all of the content that I'll come back with to entertain you all.
Like you pitch promo, okay. Sometimes it seems like the world sucks. I don't know if that's a stretch for you guys. And that's why every day at this time, we try to brighten your day, lighten your load with a little uplifting, heartwarming news story that I try not to nick all over it. Emily, what do you got for us today?
Well, nothing could be more cute than a pig named Norbert. That's adorable.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
okay.
Let me tell you more, okay? He is from Illinois, and Norbert has a very interesting hobby. He likes skateboarding.
So he's Norbert, the skateboarding pig.
The skateboarding pig.
Sounds like a nerd.
And on top
you
of that,
are a huge nerd.
If he isn't already the skater boy of your dreams, he also loves bands, pop punk bands like Blink 182 and Newfound Glory.
Oh, so he's a pop punk pig.
He's a pop punk pig that skateboards.
Okay.
In Illinois. That actually makes sense, Illinois.
For skateboarding?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like that's, what is it?
You know what I should have asked?
Midwest?
Just Nick and
Emo?
Nick. Okay, so first of all, if you have a punk pop skateboarding pig, Tony Hogg. It's right there.
Tony Hogg.
I don't care if he was born Norbert and learned how to skateboard afterwards.
Yeah.
Especially if you're going to put him on all over TikTok. You change his name to Tony Hogg, the skateboarding pig.
He does need a cool nickname. He can't go to the skate park without some sort of nickname, that's for sure.
But speaking of his TikTok account, I did find a nice social media video of his owner. I don't remember the owner's name. But he was talking about his punk pop pig. And not only is he a fan of Blink 182 and Newfound Glory, but also
another band that Norbert tends to enjoy is Machine Gun Kelly.
No.
That's gone too far.
Okay, I changed my mind. Don't call him Tony Hogg. You call this pig Bacon. All right. That's the only thing this pig is good for. All right.
We'll have him
sitting out there propping up Machine Gun Kelly with his TikTok fans. No.
He can change.
No. Turn that pig into bacon immediately. Colleen Cambria going to be at Stubbs May 13th, and we have one more chance for you to get registered to win tickets. What is the keyword, Emily, that people need to text in to 835-1015?
The keyword is Nyack. Nyack.
Nyack, as in the village in New York where they were formed.
Yeah.
You asked for fun facts earlier, and I don't know who the texter was. It's apparently that the Nyack is a village in the town of Orangetown.
Huh.
Or something like that. Somebody sent us a bunch of fun
interesting
facts.
Interesting. Yeah. Yep. In here, I'll spell it out for you since I'm nice now at this time. It's N-A-Y-A-K to 835-1015 for your chance to win tickets to go see Coheed in Cambria.
Are you sure it's not N-Y-A-C-K?
N-Y-A-C-K.
You said N-A-Y-C-K.
I did. See, I don't even know how to spell it.
I don't care.
Just try any version ever, and we'll figure it out.
I don't care if this is a disaster and actually getting people tickets. I love the chaos of this. Anyway, good luck. And I tell you what, we'll have another chance for you tomorrow with a much easier keyword. We'll make it easy for you tomorrow to win these Coheed and Cambria tickets.
The Morning X with Nick and Emily. 6 to 10 weekdays.